Hello, welcome to week 7 of Sport Coaching Pedagogy. It's our last week before our mid-semester break. Thanks for keeping up with these presentations. This week, it isn't a spelling mistake. I want to talk about something called producing. And I do think it's an area that will become more important in your teaching and coaching work. I thought I would use insights that Axel Bruns has around producing, and I'll provide some more information about Axel in our meeting, but I thought this might be a start of the conversation. And I like the idea that we use and remake or reuse in different forms. As usual, I thought I'd use some numbers in this talk, and this is what the numbers relates to. There was a survey of young people in Australia, and I'm thinking that you're part of a group that's making up this proportion of the population. The survey found that quite a lot of young people are taking part in volunteer work, but I was intrigued to look at this trusting figure that your group appears to have this gap between yourselves and the rest of society. So we're actually volunteering more, but apparently trusting less. And this figure, to me, is quite significant, and it may relate to your own personal circumstances, but it's very interesting how much more now young students rely upon their families for financial support. So those are the numbers again. I thought the best example of producing a resource comes from Gary Brolsma. The Numa Numa story is remarkable, and I hope you've had an opportunity to practice your eyebrow technique for this session. There's a link to Gary's video. There's a link to a different take. These happen to be two young people in the United Kingdom, but on the internet you can find thousands of Numa Numa variations. And this was the original video. What's intriguing for me is that Gary Brolsma picked up a Moldovan pop song in a Japanese anime production. It's truly a global relationship. I'm conscious that we have lots of opportunities now to share information and make our own images. You will have seen Instagram. Pinterest has a growing amount of followers. In week one, I mentioned a blog opportunity around Postgres. Postgres are closing down their blog, and this is the announcement, and it's caused a lot of debate around what a service is and how permanent it can be. I've mentioned Mr. Robbo before, but this is a great example of somebody who blogs and shares links for PE teachers. Each week there is a great resource available to all of us because of his energies. Some friends in Canberra have this website around visual performance analysis where a whole range of resources can be created and shared. Depending on what video you're using, I received a newsletter alert earlier this week from Vimeo about how to improve my video editing skills online. again this week I found an alert to some software I use for screen casting. It's called Camtasia, but again, it's another tool to help us share learning opportunities. I keep curating stories on Scoop.it. I use my Twitter feed to create a daily newspaper called paper.li. And I've posted this link, again, apologies, from my own blog, but it's about how to acknowledge open sharing and what we do share. There are some quite important conventions to follow if we start to produce resources. As you know, I'm a keen fan of Flickr, particularly the Commons, and here's some images from there. And this is an example of finding a picture for me to create a story. But I thought I'd mention briefly this idea about coaches' corners, how I'm really interested in the spaces coaches use to share information. Each week I try to post the lecture on SlideShare and use an audio cast facility, and in the tutorials today I wanted to look at those. I'm using GarageBand, but some use Audacity. There's a whole range of options we can use there. Another way of producing resources is to become involved in a wiki project, and this is the wiki page for our unit. And if we are going to produce or use or produce resources, then we have to think about how we are going to curate or store those. Curation is a particular interest of mine, and again I apologize for using another link to one of my posts, but there are lots of links there about curation. And for me, this engagement in a whole digital world of resources, some people call them learning objects, some people call them learning artifacts. They could be social objects. There's a whole range of terms. But I'm thinking that the world we're in and we're going towards has to think very carefully about this notion of knowledge capital. That things we create, their value could be realized sometime after their creation. Which brings me to your blogs, which I'm delighted to say are increasing in number. I'm trying to keep up with them, but there are so many now that I need to make sure I do visit your blogs regularly. Forgive me using this lot of text, but that great collision is an important issue. I like the idea that we're meeting this collision inside ourselves and outside ourselves. And I like this quote from Susan Bloom. I see our role as to look at this full array of human engagement. And I thought I'd end with another visit to Gary. I am just staggered by what happened with the Numa Numa experience, and it's still going on now, years after somebody in a bedroom used a webcam to record a lip sync of a Moldovan pop song. I do hope you can see this is a space that is going to be very important as we start to talk about digital learning environments and try to close what people call the digital divide, those who do have access to the internet and those who don't. As ever, thanks for listening.